Lesson 3, Part 1, starting now. The decision not to oppose the fencing of two privately owned areas of the hilly land of Exmoor for farming purposes has been made by the Exmoor Park Committee. In a statement, the committee makes it clear that the main reasons for not opposing the two schemes are that large sums of compensation, which would not qualify for government grant, would have to be borne by the rates, and in any case, the committee has little legal control in matters of this sort. The committee considers, however, that the question of the perimeter fences should be given detailed consideration because not all the land has been cleared satisfactorily and the problem of land not being common ground also arises. The two areas involved total 2,000 acres, which is part of the duchy land. It was noted that several farmers had approached the committee last year for its views because the type of fencing proposed falls outside the control of the committee under existing planning legislation. The farmers argued that the hill farmer is finding it very difficult to farm profitably in spite of subsidies. If fencing were erected, then the land could be stocked more intensively and so improve the grazing. It was also stressed that the farmers were quite willing to provide adequate access to the fenced land through gates and stiles and would meet the committee's wishes as far as possible on the exact position of the fencing. End of part 1.